I'm Nina Babel, and I keep it 100. In case you're wondering, keep it 100 simply means I keep it real and true 100% of the time. That means no filter and no judgment. On my podcast, we overshare. I talk to you like I talk to my own girlfriends and guy friends. But this is a really super short episode, and in fact, it's a new ting ting. I have many Keep It 100 moments, and I figured, you know what? I want to share it with you guys, my listeners. Today's topic is now that I have time. You know, I was talking to my girlfriend the other day on the phone, and it turns out during our like 2 hour plus conversation, I repeated this phrase, now that I have the time, at least 5 times. Partly because my calendar has freed up and I feel like I have a new lease on life again, where I have time to do some of the things that I've just put off or even just put on the back burner just from being crazy busy. It happens to all of us. I didn't notice what I was doing subconsciously. She did, and she wanted to point it out to me. Jokingly, I purposely said it as an affirmation just so I can hear myself say it. I always tell people when they retire, you know, you can chill, you can relax, you could do whatever the hell you want. They'd always reply, no, no, no. Actually, you know, once you're retired means that you're more busier than you ever were. Some of you may or may not know that I lost my father almost 2 years ago. I miss him and it's forever a struggle. But I was driving the other day and whatever was playing on the radio definitely triggered this memory, or I will coin this phrase as my Keep It 100 moment. My parents are not technically savvy people. And when my father texted me for the first time from his phone, I really thought it was a practical joke. In fact, I even responded like, is this a joke? Like, who is this? Because I didn't believe it was him. And then my mother doesn't even have like an email address, and she rarely uses her cell phone. But that said, both parents would ask me occasionally to snail mail them stuff from the internet. And in one case, my father called to say that he needed some underwear, so he wanted me to buy him some. So I went to Costco, I bought the underwear, and it sat in the trunk of my car for at least a week. And he kept calling me, where's my underwear? Where's my underwear? But going to the post office or the bank is so foreign. I mean, I rarely go because I do everything online. And in fact, just as a reminder, I have to write it in my calendar or it won't register on my radar. So again, he called, he asked for it, he told me he needed it. And I was like, okay, I'll go today. So I went to the post office to mail it. And in fact, it really took longer than usual. Normally it would take like up to 5 days. He died 2 weeks later after that. Turns out when my package arrived with the underwear, maybe days before he died, and in my grief-stricken state, I unwrapped the package in disbelief as I handed it to the funeral home director to use as part of his wardrobe. I say this because we all have regrets in life. You're not human if you don't have any regrets. But this ranks up there as one of my biggest regrets in life, which is inaction. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Death gives you a new appreciation to the meaning of time and what it means in our life. Now that I have the time, I make the time and take action so I have no regrets. My parents always used to say, just do your best. As long as you've done your best, then really, that's all that matters. No one can take that away from you, win or lose. My Keep It 100 moment to all of you is to make time. Start small with that one thing you didn't act upon this week. Focus on something that takes no more than 30 minutes. Make it happen, in fact, this weekend. And I'm gonna hold you accountable. I wanna hear about it. Let me know you listened. I want you to hit me up on Instagram. This is what you're gonna do. You're gonna find me using @NinaBabel, and that's Nina Babe with an L, all one word. And you're gonna look for the Keep It 100 image, right? It's gonna have that signature 100 emoji image. And I want you to let me know that you listen to the Keep It 100 Girl podcast. And I want you also to tell me if you made it happen. That's my Keep It 100 moment. I keep it real, I keep it true. Smooches.